Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite podcast, where editors of Managed Healthcare Executive chat with healthcare executives in the C-Suite and professionals. Our conversations are about the most important issues facing American healthcare today, such as its cost, effectiveness, delivery, organization, and its fairness. Listen in, learn a lot. I'm Brianna Contreras, Associate Editor of Managed Healthcare Executive, and in this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite, I spoke with Denise Basso, President and CEO of Clinical Effectiveness at Wolters Kluwer. Basso and I talked about the importance of uniting prescribers and pharmacists at the point of care and how this form of care can create more efficient and effective operations within these health systems.
Hello, Denise. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, it's great to be here.
All right. So to get started, can you first just tell me what your position entails at Wolters Kluwer?
Yeah, so as CEO of Clinical Effectiveness, I'm responsible for managing four main products. First is UpToDate, which is clinical decision support used by around 2 million doctors worldwide. You can think of it as Google for doctors, but evidence-based. Okay. Second is Emmy, which is a suite of multimedia products designed to engage patients and help them be active participants in their care. And finally, two drug information products that are aimed at reducing medication errors, MediSpan, which is drug data that's deeply embedded in workflow and alerts clinicians to possible problems with prescribing, and LexiComp, which is more of a drug reference that helps clinicians make good decisions around all aspects of drug prescribing. Now, these products didn't come together at random. It was a really a purposeful construction of a solution that can influence behavior and decision making at all ends of the healthcare spectrum and therefore improves the quality of healthcare.
That's great. Thank you. Now, to get on more of the topic of our conversation, can you first tell our listeners what uniting prescribers and pharmacists at the point of care will do?
Sure. To answer this question, it probably makes sense to take us back to the Institute of Healthcare Improvement, the IHI Triple Aim Framework, which includes improving the quality of care, reducing the cost of care, and enhancing the patient experience. Because uniting prescribers and pharmacists contributes to all three of these areas. The Triple Aim, as you probably know, was developed as an approach to optimizing health system performance, and it's really been adopted globally as an important framework. So why do I bring this up, and how does harmonizing care between prescribers and pharmacists help us with the Triple Aim? First, from a quality perspective, helping all members of the care team make decisions based upon the best possible evidence has been demonstrated to increase performance on important quality measures in hospitals. From a cost reduction perspective, hospital formularies are designed to accomplish many tasks, but one of the more important objectives is to reduce the cost of medication spend. So helping clinicians adhere to hospital formularies is a cost savings to health systems. And then finally, in terms of the third arm of the Triple Aim, enhancing the patient experience, this is certainly relevant in outpatient prescribing settings where sending patients to the pharmacy with the wrong prescription can be a frustrating experience. Mm-hmm. But even in the inpatient setting, it's important since smoothing out the process between prescribers and pharmacists enhances both the speed and the accuracy of drug delivery.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now, a main goal within this act is to align care teams. So can you first explain the role of on-formulary medications that it has to make this goal possible? And can you then explain the difference between an on-formulary and off-formulary medication?
Sure. Virtually all hospitals have a committee that makes decisions about drugs that are preferred within their health systems. Mm-hmm. Those decisions are often made on cost, as I just mentioned,
right.
But they can also be based on things like the appropriate use of antibiotics or simply helping the prescriber navigate to the best available drug for a given patient situation. On formulary means that the drug is on this preferred list, and the corollary, of course, is off formulary, okay. Which means the medication didn't make the preferred list.
Right, okay.
Yeah, hospitals usually have a policy and process that allows off formulary prescribing, but that's generally discouraged.
Okay, thank you. So next, a strategy proven to be successful in providing care teams on formulary meds is granting access to hospital drug policy information, kind of like you mentioned, in the same workflow as clinical decision support. So can you explain this process and what it does other than just providing on formulary medication? So it may be a bit repetitive of a question, but if there's anything additional, I guess.
Sure. So I'm actually glad you asked the question, because I think, you know, one of the key words mentioned in there is workflow.
Yeah.
Care teams are more and more time constrained and simply don't have the time or the desire to go hunting for information.
Right.
In our experience, if access to information isn't convenient and fast, it just won't be used. So the ability to combine decision support and drug formulary information within the same workflow not only can drive better decision making, it also just makes it way more efficient for clinical teams. Maybe I'll try to give a specific example. So I mentioned already that UpToDate's a clinical decision support resource. A typical use case is a physician going to UpToDate with a clinical question and then providing care based on what they learn. Now, let's say that physician decides her patient needs a particular class of, say, an antihypertensive drug. Getting to that decision is actually only half the battle. She then has to decide which drug in that class to use and at what dose, and then has to write an order that's filled by the pharmacy and finally administered by nurses in the hospital. So we noticed that there was an important break in that chain of events that occurred at the time that prescribing was happening. There simply wasn't a good way for most health systems to inform the physician at that really critical point in the workflow that there was a preferred antihypertensive drug in the formulary.
Mm-hmm.
So we built a tool called Formulink that not only helps hospitals build their formulary, but it sits within our LexiComp application. So formulary information is right there alongside critical drug decision support. But then we went a step further and linked that formulary information to UpToDate right at the point of making that critical decision that the patient needs an antihypertensive treatment. So that means within the same workflow and only a click away from UpToDate, the clinician can see which drugs in that class are on the hospital formulary and get any additional information that they need about that drug that may be useful, like dosing, drug mm-hmm. interactions, and so on. What we've tried to do is essentially take the friction out of the process, because now when that order goes to the pharmacy, the drug is already known to be on formulary. The pharmacist is seeing the same information as the doctor, and really critically, the nurse is seeing the same exact guidance. So we just tried to smooth out that entire process.
Okay, great. I feel like you knocked out a number of questions on that example, which is great. So obviously, you know, it's again, just making more of a smoother process, more efficient, and like you said, saving time too. So in the next question, I'm going to kind of go to COVID, of course, because that's, you know, the main topic for the past forever months, it feels like now.
Right.
So in the ongoing battle of COVID-19 and it being the cause for drug shortages and other disturbances, will this Unity strategy help operations perform smoother or help keep health professionals informed much sooner? Or I guess, what can the strategy do just in a time like this?
Yeah, I mean, drug shortages were a fact of life pre-COVID, and they'll mm-hmm. continue to be a fact of life after, even though they've certainly been exacerbated in some ways by COVID. But I want to key in on what you reference as a Unity strategy. Mm-hmm. We tend to call this harmonizing care. And, okay. and what we mean by that is making sure that everyone in the care team, including patients, maybe even especially patients, are making good decisions and basing those decisions on a consistent base of high quality evidence.
Mm-hmm.
One key to achieving this is having information that's trusted by care teams and that's highly utilized, because when you gain trust and utilization, then the rest becomes much easier. I think most hospital executives will tell you that it's really difficult to get the attention of the clinical staff with new information.
Right.
But anytime you can insert that information in places where the staff are already operating, it's a big win. The key is to inject information into tools that health professionals are already using and that they already trust.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now, how can hospitals and other teams get on board with this plan? You know, someone, or I guess other groups who haven't adopted this.
I'm not sure it's as much about hospitals getting on board as it is helping them understand value.
Okay.
We've found that it's really tough to put a value on good decision-making. I think if you said to any hospital executive, would you like your clinicians and patients to be on the same page and making good decisions?
Right.
100% of them would of course say yes. But if you then ask them how to put a value on that, the answer is much murkier. And we face this every day as a business. It's fairly easy to measure the financial impact of, say, an MRI machine and place a value on that.
Mm-hmm.
But even though we have high quality data on the impact of clinical decision support solutions and the importance of harmonizing these solutions across care teams, placing a precise value on that is much more difficult. So we continue to focus on building awareness of the ease of implementing these solutions and the tremendous impact to patient care, and then just build on the trust from clinicians that we've been growing for almost 30 years and find that that's probably the best way to describing value.
Okay, thank you. So lastly, is there any other important information that I've yet to touch base on that, you know, you can explain more about this type of care and any other key points in the process?
Yeah, I would probably just say that we're at such an interesting time in healthcare it's such an interesting time of change in healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of change was already underway, but COVID accelerated so many things.
Right.
It accelerated the move to virtual care or telehealth. It accelerated the need and desire to more systematically and efficiently engage patients, and it accelerated the need to get timely information into the hands of clinicians. I think the good news is that there are already solutions in all of these areas that are out there and available. It just takes buy-in on the part of health systems to adopt them and to continue to help evolve their utility and workflow.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, Denise. I appreciate you, you know, educating me a lot more and also our listeners. So again, thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts, and follow Managed Healthcare Executive on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. For more information on MHE, visit our website at www.managedhealthcareexecutive.com.